This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is now facing 37 felony counts, in which, if convicted, could result in him spending the rest of his life in prison. We get more from VOA's Steve Herman.
A 49-page federal criminal indictment unsealed Friday charges former President Donald Trump with serious crimes. Trump faces, among other charges, 31 counts of violating the Espionage Act for keeping classified documents, including those related to nuclear weapons and military attack plans. The indictment, which includes photographs, says Donald Trump stored highly secret documents, which he took from the White House to his Florida resort when he left office, and stored them in such places as a bathroom and a shower, his bedroom, and the gilded ballroom of the Mar-a-Lago property. Trump is also charged with trying to obstruct the federal investigation into his retention of the files. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Initial legal analysts doubt the indictment and the charges against him. By at least one legal expert indicates the Justice Department has built a solid case against him.
Temple University law professor Craig Green told the Reuters news agency after reading through the indictment, his biggest surprise is how much Trump appears to help prosecutors make their case.
The closer and more attentive Trump has been to the location of the boxes, the harder it is for him to say, oh, it was just a mistake. It seems very clear that if he was personally involved, that he had a lot to say about where the boxes were, and that actually there's a lot of suggestion that he knew quite well that there were national defense documents and information inside.
Green was quick to add that in politically charged